A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two. That first one flew by. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Aaron will respond to you. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Barry is funny today, at Aaron is blitzed, and at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And Barry showed me how he blocks texts. And I just kind of have a list of numbers of people that I just delete automatically. I don't read them, because that way if they want to text in your show, they can. But I'm kind of guessing maybe they're the same idiots.
It pretty much is. Yeah. Like, I'll only block someone if it just gets to be too much, or they're just so mean. Like, I don't mind people being critical of me or Joel or anybody at the station, because that's part of what we signed up for. Is you know, if you're going to be in the public and do radio, people are going to critique you and not like you. But it's when they start to cross the line and just get so hateful, and that's all they do is send in hate.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah,
I don't have to read those texts.
Yeah, and I've thought about, we've talked about before, phasing them out, but there's a lot of people that don't have social media.
Dude, texting and tweeting is the new calling. I mean, like, yeah. Very few people, for our show anyways, when we first started, and you know how this is, man, when you first start, chemistry is a weird thing. And so for us, being able to involve listeners using the text line was critical for our show and the momentum and everything we gained. Yeah. And now it's just ingrained into what we do on the show. So I kind of like it, because people don't have to call. And we don't have to take calls, because there's nothing worse. Like, you don't mind people's opinions, but to hear them have to stutter through it for 4 minutes on a phone call is like, man, just text it. I can read it. I can filter out all the unnecessary stuff, and everything is a lot easier. So,
yeah, I love the ability to have discussions with people on there, and it's just, there are some that you just get like, come on, man, really?
Yeah.
Really? Mom let you use the keyboard today?
But there are a lot of people that shouldn't be. Yeah.
One topic from last hour says, speaking of cool animals to look at while you're high, my mom has a calico cat.
Oh, wow.
I've been over there high and I can't stop staring at it. I can see that.
Yes.
Someone asked, Fred, did you happen to catch the Deadwood movie over the weekend? Was it good? No spoilers, please. It was terrific. I loved it. I thought it tied up the story beautifully. The dialogue was classic Deadwood. So I really liked it. I would highly recommend it if you watch the series. It's a nice little way to wrap everything up.
I started watching Deadwood and then I just didn't finish it. But I've heard it was great. But I was the same way with Breaking Bad for some reason, and Sons of Anarchy. And Walking Dead. Like, I started all those, and about two seasons into all of them, I just bailed.
Yeah, I thought Sons of Anarchy went on two seasons too long, and it also had the worst ending I've ever seen.
Really? I'm glad I didn't
finish
it.
I liked Breaking Bad. What was the other one you mentioned?
Walking Dead.
Oh, Walking Dead, I ejected season four.
Really?
They had two episodes in a row where all they did was walk and stare at each other. I'm like, okay.
It's like Lord of the Ring with zombies.
It was
walking.
It's walking humans. And it's just like, and for a while there, I felt like I was devoting an hour of my life for the last 5 minutes of the show, because it was 55 minutes of crap and then 5 minutes of, oh, wow, now I have to watch next week.
I mean,
they took away the oh, wows, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
They did kind of warn you, walking is in the title.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah. But not for a whole episode.
Yeah.
Hey, I know they don't rest, but the human should. Just, you know what? Have a seat around a campfire. Do something.
Chill out. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was surprised that I got into Game of Thrones, because I'm not usually one of those guys, but I don't like I like comedies. That's all I really watch. But you guys talking about it really got me interested in it. And then I was hooked. And I wasn't like you and AJ in that y'all were very critical of the last season.
I wasn't as critical as he was.
Yeah, I'm just a simple, like, I just take stuff, whatever they give me, and I'm like, all right, that was cool. Like, whatever. I don't sit back and judge it. I'm not smart enough to sit there and be like, oh, like all the theories that come out, that's fascinating to me. I don't have that kind of capacity to think like that. I'm like, bro, there are people that will sit down and have theories, full-on theories about why this happened. When I'm just like, you just, whatever you give me is what I consume. That's it.
Have you watched Barry?
I have not.
That is right up your alley.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a comedy, but it's a really dark comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to check that out.
It's about a hitman who goes to acting classes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about
it. Yeah. And
how can it not be good? Look at what it's called.
You guys have to. Yeah. Well, you have to get some of the drops from it because this guy, Hank. He's just Barry. You would love
really?
It. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You got to get Nick to get some of the drops. All hey, right. Barry.
I got to check.
I can't do his impression, but he's like Dutch or something. He's some weird thing. Oh, he's Ukrainian.
Oh yeah, that is weird.
Or Croatian. One of those.
Okay. Yeah. Either one. Same thing.
Yeah, roughly.
They all look alike.
4-9. Hey, Fred. What happened to your book being a movie? Still a thing? Yes, they are.
Nice.
Well, have a deal in place, but I also have gotten some very interesting people have reached out about it. So I may go a different direction, but it's going to happen at some point.
Nice.
So, and somebody asked, should I have watched the Deadwood series to watch the movie? Yeah, it's not going to make a ton of sense to you.
Really?
If you haven't watched the series.
Well, so.
I mean, it will.
Was it released in theaters or was it released?
No, it was on HBO. It's just an HBO movie.
Okay.
I mean, it's still good, but you wouldn't know the back storylines.
Was it to just kind of close it out?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was sort of put a bow on it.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Chechen. Okay. Thank you, 832. No, Hank is Chechen.
You knew somebody was going to have that.
Yeah, yeah. Because I guarantee you a bunch of people will watch it. He's the best character on there, in my opinion.
I would see Hank. The previews while I was watching Game of Thrones, and I was like, eh. I mean, it's probably pretty good just because it's called Barry, but
It is. I really like it. Henry Winkler's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's worth your time. And they're short. The episodes are 30-minute episodes.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, it's not
was
a full-on
season
time.
Two?
Yeah, season two just wrapped up.
Okay.
So you can catch up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I can knock that out in a week.
And I didn't even realize somebody mentioned, hey, did you see Luther last night? I didn't realize that it dropped last night. I'm going to have to go watch that because that's one of my all-time favorite shows.
What is Luther?
It's a BBC show about a detective who's kind of on the edge, but what I love about it's Idris Elba.
Uh-huh.
He outsmarts everybody. It's not one of those things where, you know, they dumb it up for you.
Right.
It's like he uses psychology but he's kind of a mess and he's in love with a murderer.
So, oh
yeah, it's got all kinds of cool
stuff. Aren't we all?
Well,
Aaron.
Raphael asking on season 4 for Mad Men on Netflix, is it worth watching all 7 seasons or is there a point which I should hit the eject button? I wish I had ejected after season 4.
Of Mad Men?
Yeah, that show.
That's another one. I didn't even get through the first full season.
I liked it at first, but the last 2 to 3 seasons, it's almost as if the writers got to where, hey, look, Ma, we won all these Emmys. Let's just make, they did an entire show to make one joke at the end.
Oh, no.
Just to set up that joke. And it was just awful. And I'm watching it going, really? Really? I'm still watching this? But I never did.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, see, you're way more committed than me. The Fabulous Miss Maisel or whatever? I got through like 3 episodes of that.
That's
a comedy show.
That didn't do
it's
anything
about comedy.
For me. Yeah, the wife loved it. But
yeah, I didn't really.
It's one of those that once you figure it out, I hated it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get home and she'll be like 10 minutes into the episode knowing that I'm not going to say, hey, get this off the damn TV.
Yeah.
And so I just have to. New thing is I go downstairs and watch TV, and that pisses her off.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's kind of like doctors, I guess, that watch ER or whatever.
Yeah.
When I watch a comedy show, even Crashing or I'm Dying Up Here, I'm still like, nope, that's not real. Nope, that doesn't happen. Like when I used to be in IT and I would watch, my wife watches all those stupid Law & Order and CSI and all that. And then they were like, let's zoom in on this car that's 900 miles away, but we got a picture of it. And then they show the license plate is crystal clear. I'm like, nope, that's not how computers work. Nope, that's not, like, my IT nerd would take over. Same way with comedy. I can't watch shows about comedy.
That's why
I have problems watching. Like, there's so many news. In the old days, there used to be a bunch of newspaper movies.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there, oh, come on, no one's ever said stop the presses. That's why I thought Spotlight was so great, because it was one of the most realistic things I'd ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Long ago, just like the hearse, you died to get in again. We are so far from you.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ today. Barry Laminack filling in. Okay, I love Ike, but he's just doomed a show.
Oh no.
He says, so I got a really good TV series recommendation, Warrior. It's on Cinemax, a super solid show. Think of Banshee with a twice better storyline. This is how you guys turn me off to shows. You take one of my all-time favorites, which had one of the greatest storylines ever, and you're telling me this is better than that? This is how you guys chase me off of Billions. A bunch of you were like, oh, Billions is better than Game of Thrones. It's incredible. And I got it, and I got 9 episodes in, and I'm like, what the crap is this? This is the recommendation you guys gave me, that it's better than Game of Thrones. So you now that you put Banshee on it,
uh-oh,
and I watch an episode, and it doesn't capture me, it's going to be because of you.
So you were a big Banshee.
Oh, Banshee was fantastic.
I did really enjoy
that
Banshee.
That was brilliant.
I actually got my wife to watch that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was like, don't mind all the breasts that you see
there. They're okay. They're okay.
But, yeah, Banshee was good.
Jordan asked about Neil Gaiman, and their Good Ones was just turned into a series on Amazon Prime. I'll have to check that out. I loved his book. I loved American Gods. He also was one of the guys behind Lucifer, which I just finished season 4. Really liked that. So, yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'm a fan of Neil Gaiman.
You watched Chernobyl?
I haven't watched it yet. I have it on the DVR. It's just one of those things I have to be in the mood for.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not feeling, hey, I'm going to sit down and watch 5 episodes of a disaster. Just not feeling it right now. I'm going to do it because I keep hearing good things about it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those I really have to be in the mood
for.
We
got through the first 3. We haven't picked it up since, but the wife and I sat down and watched the first 3 episodes because that's what was available on demand. I like it. It's pretty good. I mean, it's not earth shattering or anything like that, but it's decent. It doesn't really focus on, I mean, it's all the stories around it and not necessarily the actual disaster, but it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't mind it. I mean, I'd give it like a 7.
Okay. Well, it's gotten fantastic reviews, and everybody who's watched it told me it's really good. I feel like I have to be in the mood.
Can I just tell you the part that I struggle with?
Sure.
And it doesn't really give anything away. But I think it's made by British producers or whatever. There's the whole cast is British, and none of them have a Russian accent. They all have British accents. All right, I get if we do a show in America and Hollywood produces a movie and it's about Russians, a lot of the people are just Americans and you hear it in English and all that. It's just really weird to watch a show about Russia with British accents.
But
it throws me off.
If they were going to make it authentic, they'd have to speak Russian.
No, or just talk with a Russian accent.
But that would be English with a Russian accent. Yeah, that's not Russian.
But that's okay.
That's not what they did at Chernobyl.
If I wanted to, if I wanted to have to read subtitles, I'd get a book. But I at least want to hear the Russian accent from people in Russia.
See, because that doesn't really work. Because
it's better than an English accent.
Well English people made it. If they did it in American, would you be happy?
Yes.
Okay.
English people shouldn't be making movies.
Or really?
Shows.
Really?
It's just weird to I don't know. Maybe it's just my simple dumbass mind. But I'm you know, it would be like if they made Chernobyl in Atlanta and everybody's like, hey, man, the reactor done blowed up. Like, I just can't. That doesn't sound Russian at all. I just need a little bit of a Russian accent in there.
Jordan said Good Omens. I actually watched the first 2 episodes. That is the dialogue is very reminiscent of Douglas Adams, who is my favorite all-time writer. So I've only watched 2 episodes. It's not really my kind of storyline, but it's pretty damn well done. So mm-hmm. I'll stick with it for sure.
Okay.
It's a Prime thing. And Rory mentioning Shameless. Yeah, I watched Shameless off and on for a while. It never really grabbed me the way I thought it would. It was funny and I enjoyed it, but if I miss an episode, I'm okay. Mike says, I just need you to give me 7 episodes. That's too much. I'm not going to commit to 7 episodes.
You got to hook me by 2 or 3 if you want me to stick around.
You have 3 episodes if I decide to watch it.
I feel like if you don't hook somebody after the first or second, you didn't do your job right. So if it takes 7, that's not good writing.
Yeah, that's why Game of Thrones caught everybody in the first episode and they toss a kid out the window.
Boom.
That's a pretty good start.
I like that.
That's a wow moment.
I don't condone that. It just depends. He didn't do anything, though.
Somebody saying Warriors has the same writers as Banshee. Okay. Now I'm more interested.
Look, you're like, now maybe.
Yeah.
I watched some show that came on. It was like John Wick, but with a ninja warrior kind of guy.
Yeah.
Which is all blood and guts. I was like, there's no value in this. It was just Badlands or something like that. I think that's what it was called. Hmm. It was awful. And it was one of those things where people are like, oh, you just got to sit through like 3 episodes. I'm like, no, if you don't get me after 1, I'm out.
I'm with you 100% on that. I'll take that back. There have been a couple where I did 1 episode and I thought, you know what, maybe. And then I'll watch the second episode. And if I get that holy bleep moment, I'm good.
Right.
So it's not always just 1 episode, but usually 2, maybe 3 if I see promise.
Yeah.
But at some point.
Well, that means they're doing something to keep you coming back.
Right. But at some point, you have to have that holy bleep moment that makes me want to stick around.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not always easy to do anymore.
Into the Badlands is what that was called. Don't waste your time. It got, IMDb has it as an 8.1%, 8.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 83%. Not that good. It's just like John Wick with a sword. It's not that good.
See, it's funny because I'm always big on writing, you know, the writing in movies and TV shows.
I can see that.
And it's because it's an interest of mine. But there are some movies that I just, and I we were talking about this, I was talking about this with AJ, like car chases to me are useless. And I mean, it's just way overdone, right? It's like, I never need to see another car chase. But then there are movies where just it's pure action for action's sake that I just enjoy, even though there's not really a story. It's just, and like John Wick to me is a video game.
Yeah,
he's basically just going in there killing people every possible way.
But you know what?
I like that.
I do too, because I know that I need to suspend belief.
Right.
For that, it's like a superhero movie. At some point, I'm going to suspend belief, so you don't have to make sure that you try to keep it realistic. But there are some where you watch it and they try to stay within reality, except for certain times. It's like, no. You can't keep a toe in reality and then do something so stupid that I don't believe it. It's got to be one or the other. Be completely stupid where it's like I gave AJ crap for it because when Game of Thrones, when they were fighting the White Walkers at the big battle scene, he was like, oh, no, there's no way that they would have survived this and that. I'm like, really? There are the walking dead alive people. There are dragons. And that's where you're going to get hung up on reality? Like, why? At any point that you watch Game of Thrones and go, that's not real. None of it is. A talking tree? And you're mad because some White Walkers didn't kill everybody?
Well, the thing is, I was actually talking to some friends about this yesterday. People want to oversimplify and say, well, it's fantasy and there's dragons and you can do whatever you want. But the reality is you have to have rules. You set the rules of a universe. And yes, the rules can be that there are dragons. But you also have it has to be believable within the realm that you've created. And the best example of it, because if you get taken out of that, then you just quit. It's lazy writing usually. And you just say, I hate it. I'm done. The best example of that ever, and it really turned me off to the whole Fargo series, was when they're having the shootout and out of nowhere a flying saucer shows up. It's like, we're supposed to believe that this is actually happening in Fargo, North Dakota, based on a true story, and here's a freaking flying saucer right in the middle of the thing. And it's just like, it's like going to a wedding and throwing a big, gigantic, steaming turd on the wedding cake. That's what it was.
It makes sense.
So that's something that... You know, I didn't hate it as much as he did, but
he was very critical of it. But I'm like, I don't know. What you say makes sense. If I'm going to watch a show with a talking tree, pretty much anything's on the table at that point. If whatever you do isn't going to, I'm not going to be like, that would never happen.
What about the, what if a flying saucer had shown up in the middle of it?
No, that would have been.
See,
like,
that,
what?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we got dragons, but a flying saucer? The hell?
I guess that would, no, that probably wouldn't have surprised me either. You don't think there were UFOs in Westeros? They just didn't want to visit.
Well, why would you? I mean, those people were all stabbing each other in the back. And
see, so was Game of Thrones, is that set in the past or the future?
The past.
Is it?
Yeah, it's basically like Lord of the Rings was supposed to be a prequel to, you know, a prequel to where we are now, basically.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And everything he does is basically based on Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Max asked about Peaky Blinders, which I tried and I couldn't understand.
What?
I couldn't understand the talk.
Love Peaky Blinders.
And so I only got two episodes in. I've had enough people tell me that I'm going to give it another try.
You do have to use the subtitles for Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I don't like to have to work that damn hard, because when I'm watching a TV show, you know, I like to be doing, like, get on my computer and work. Yeah. I can't do that if there's subtitles, because I have to follow the action too closely.
I'm kind of with you, because I start noticing. All I do is look at the subtitles. I'm not watching the actual, you know, show.
Right.
So yeah, it is a bit tricky, but they are right. You do require subtitles for Peaky Blinders, but totally worth it.
But one recommendation that a lot of people made on here to me that they kept saying you need to watch Animal Kingdom. Two seasons in now, and so far I really like it.
Oh, really?
I'm worried that. I just don't know that they can. It's based on an Australian movie, which I'm going to watch now because it looks so cool. I don't know that the plot can carry. You know, season 4 apparently just started, so I haven't caught up to that yet.
What's it called? Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
It's kind of like Point Break meets Sopranos a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, with just think of Tony Soprano as Ellen Barkin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I may have to check that out.
So, all right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN
97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today, and apparently no Lance Erlein today.
He's in Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah, he told me he was going out of town. I should have known that. You got a chance to meet my man Travis Whitmire yesterday.
I did. Lovely fella.
Yeah, and he made an appearance on the show last night.
It's a sports show.
Which you do every week and with Jerome, and we were just talking about him. But it's a very cool thing they're doing, and I have a little story on Sports Map if you want to check it out. But they're both basically donating everything they make in June at the distillery to Camp Hope, which is an organization that helps veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And very, very good cause. So if you've ever thought about going out to the distillery to buy something from them there, please go out and do it this month, because you'll be helping Camp Hope. And beyond that, they're going to start donating $1 for every bottle after this is over with.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so please support them. And, you know, I know you've heard me talk about them a lot on air. They're not just guys who advertise with us on occasion. They're really good friends and great people. And this is a terrific cause that I can't support enough. And I definitely, they're open, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the distillery. So go out there. Yeah, Thursday, Friday from 3 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 6.
Oh, that's cool.
So swing by, have a drink there, buy a bottle, take it home with you, and you're going to be helping veterans who need a place to stay. And that's about as good a cause as you could ask for.
Absolutely. I highly recommend that Texas Peach Whiskey that you gave me a bottle of. I'm a big fan of that. And I told him, I was like, dude, that stuff is so good. I'm usually a, don't make fun of me, Fred, but I'm usually a whiskey and diet guy. I have to have a mixer.
I used to be the same way.
That stuff, and then you became a man, I know.
No, I we've talked about this before. In the old days, when I was poor, I would buy the cheapest whiskey I could find because that's all I could afford.
Yeah.
And then once I got to where I didn't have to do that anymore, I get better whiskey. I don't like mixing it with anything other than a little water or ice.
I like that the Diet Coke or regular Coke, but I usually just diet because I don't like the sugary taste of regular Coke anymore. But it brings out the sweetness of the whiskey. It gives it a little different texture, I think.
Yeah, see, my wife does vodka now, Diet Coke. Is her?
Oh,
her
really?
Yeah.
Vodka and diet?
Yeah. See, to me, I just drink vodka with water, or most of the time, most of the whiskey I drink is basically just on the rocks or neat.
Really?
At this point, because I've gotten where Texas Peach,
I drink it. Yeah, just on the rocks.
Yeah, I can't. Legit. I can't drink cheap whiskey anymore. I mean, I'm not saying cheap whiskey, but I can't drink whiskey that tastes cheap. Like, yeah. This friend of mine, Andrew, turned me on to this Eagle Rare. It's like $30 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrific. I love it. And that Four Roses Select that we had, you tried yours yet, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
I need to tweet out the picture of it, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, thanks to Nick for bringing that in last week, because that stuff is fantastic.
I drink Crown. Is that a cheap whiskey?
No. I mean,
I enjoy it.
Crown, I could drink Crown neater on the rocks.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's kind of where I am on whiskey now, but most of the time, if I'm just drinking at home, it's vodka water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that goes better with weed.
I didn't know that. I need to get on that.
No, man, but when I was short on money, it was like Evan Williams was like $11.99 and stuff like that. And it was good for the price, but you would have to mix it with something.
Yeah.
Because it just, you know, otherwise it would mess up your liver. Apparently mine's fine. So
you have managed to avoid any issues. That's good.
Yeah. That is still one of the funniest things I've ever heard from my doctor.
Your liver is fine.
You're not, like, not fine. It's like your liver's in great shape.
Except for the spots and the...
Okay.
You sure you didn't check someone
else?
Yeah,
I'm thinking, you sure this is my blood work?
Right? Yeah, Travis was a great dude, man. He did the show and he talked about the initiative they have going on.
Yeah,
and the story is really interesting because Jerome asked him a little bit about the story about how the distillery came about and how it got started, and he told all. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched it, check it out. It's but glad to see him on there, and yeah, those guys are great. I'm doing a whiskey with them.
Really?
Yeah, we'll be out. I got to talk to Chris this week, as a matter of fact. But I'm doing a whiskey with them that we're also gonna partner up with. I can't really announce it all yet, but I'm going to do a beer with a local brewery too.
And nice.
We're going to barrel age it with Whitmire's barrels.
Oh, nice. So when you say dual whiskey, what does that mean? Is it like...
It's going to be a signature whiskey with my name on it, basically.
So do you get to make some of the choices about how the whiskey is made? Or?
No, I mean, like, Travis does all the work. I just pick the one that I like the best.
Ah, so he'll be like, here's three or four we have.
Yeah, and we're going to do the same thing with the beer. Tom is going to like... He's going to mix up a few because we're doing a cinnamon porter.
Oh, okay.
And so he's going to mix up a few, and whichever one I like the best.
Nice.
That'll be the one I put my name on. But I've been wanting a beer like that forever. Nice. So, yeah, we're going to be doing.
That's when you know you made it.
That's when you know you're an alcoholic.
Get your own beer.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a highly functioning drunk, would be the way to put it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a nice way to soften the blow.
Because I can stop, and I've done it like every now and then. I'll stop for a month just to prove that I'm not an alcoholic.
Really?
Yeah. I do that about once a year.
Who are you proving it to?
Me.
I'm like, well, that's good that you can stop. I kind of feel you on that. A while back, when I got divorced from my first wife, I started drinking a lot. And I woke up one morning with the shakes. And I was like, uh-oh, I think I'm an alcoholic because I'm shaking because I haven't drank yet. So I said, okay, if I can not drink for a month, then that means I'm not an alcoholic. And I did. And then I just stopped really drinking altogether. I'm not a big drinker. I like a whiskey now and then. But it's funny, though, because even if you stop for a month, isn't it if you go back? Isn't that kind of like the...
The thing is, I mean, I enjoy drinking, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't want to be dependent on it.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, because I'll go through stretches, and I don't drink to blackout very much anymore. Did last night. But I will, you know... Most nights have a couple of drinks before I go to bed.
See, I'm not the kind
of
guy.
Helps me sleep. You
know? Like, I don't, if I drink, I'm drinking usually to get drunk. I don't socially drink. I just want to get drunk. And that's like it. So
I don't always want to get drunk. Sometimes I just like that nice glow you get, you know?
Just like
after a couple.
Really?
Yeah. I like that little, that kind of, okay, man, I'm feeling really cool. And then you mix a little product with that. And you're nice and serene.
See,
that's where I like to go.
Zero or 100. I'm not. I can't just like. I just want to go home and have a drink. I'm like, I'm gonna go home and make some bad decisions.
Oh, I've been like that a lot, but I'm really trying to get more. Just okay, couple here, chill out, all good.
That's good. I don't know. Like I know people that would like get off work, and they would go to the store. They would leave their job. Drive to the nearest store, buy two beers in the little brown paper bags just to get them home. I'm like, what? That's really dependent upon beer. I don't want to ever, that's why I stopped, because I was like, I never want to be that. Like, we have alcoholism in our family, so I don't want to be that guy that's like, man, I just got to have a beer. That scares me.
But all kidding aside, it's one of those things that it's like gambling. When people, when people say, hey, I've never gambled. And I go, don't start then. I mean,
you told me that.
If you're over 35 years old and you have never gambled and it's not something you've ever been interested in, then don't, because it really can. It can get out of control. And I've seen it a lot with a lot of people, and I've had a lot of friends that are out of control with it. I've told a story on many times with AJ about a friend of mine who played poker in California and went, I mean, almost 2 years with one losing session for a month, and would just, he played at the highest level of cash game out there, made tons of money doing it, and then the next day he'd be at the racetrack betting every single college basketball game and losing every dime. And it's just that disease. And and we would tell him, it's like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, this is fun for me. He goes, poker's a job.
Damn.
And he goes, I make my money so I can have fun here. And then he goes and bets horses and would lose every dime. And it was just you know, it was kind of scary, because he could always go make more money at the poker table. But
right. But
at some point, you're going to have a bad run, no matter how good you are. It happens. And, you know, I was always worried about that with him. And I don't know what became of him. I haven't seen him in years. But it is very, that's why I always try to tell people to be really careful if you're getting into gambling, because it needs to be fun. And it needs to be recreational.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going to go spend $50 at the movies for dinner and tickets and everything else, then okay, spend $50 on a game and get your entertainment out of it. But, man, don't ever get to where you're using your credit cards to bet and stuff like that. And believe me, people do. And you got to be very, very careful about it. So.
Well, I kind of listened to you, because I started just betting here and there. But it was really more about the mathematics of it to me. Because I'm always fascinated by the statistics and all that stuff. So just putting the spreadsheets together, because you told me, like, oh, I have my own software. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to do my own spreadsheet. That's really why I did it. I didn't want to just do it and then be like, I got nothing to use this for. So I would use it to wager a little bit, but nothing crazy. I listened a little.
But that, that's the thing. It has to be for fun. Like, if you're going to the casino to play blackjack, it's fun money. I mean, if you ever have to go thinking, man, I got to make some money here.
Got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, that's never a good idea, because then you're just in a worse situation.
If you lived in Vegas, would you be a full-time player, do you think?
No, I probably wouldn't, but then there wouldn't be any other reason to live in Vegas, would there?
That's true.
I mean, it's a cool town to visit, but, yeah, well, I have a friend who moved out there, and you know, he lives off the strip, obviously, and he's got a place, and there's a casino right across the street, and he's like, when he first got out there, it's like, man, it's so easy to just walk over there and bet.
That'd be scary.
And he'd be texting me saying, man, I get free drinks for horse bets. Give me some horse bets today. And so I'd go through and handicap the races for him so he could get free drinks. And but he learned pretty quickly.
That does you, right?
He's a good friend. He takes care of me.
Oh, there you go.
So, but you could see how that, and he could see it right away. It's like, oh, this could get out of hand. I got to, you know, if I'm going to live out here, I can't be doing that. So, all right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J., he'll be back on Friday. A huge thank you to the sponsors and golfers who have sold out the 2019 ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting Pro Vision. This year's tournament would not be possible without Wildcat Golf Club, Twin Peaks, St. Arnold Brewing Company, Texadelphia, Fajita Pete's, Transwestern, Texas Citizen Bank, and Gustbuster Umbrella. All the spots are full, but you can still donate to the kids at Pro Vision and come hang out at the clubhouse as we broadcast live on tournament day. Head to ESPN975.com to donate now. So that should be a fun time. I'm not going to get to play in it because we're going to show.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah. We could have done this earlier in the morning. We don't need John and Lance playing in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they only raised a couple $1,000 on their own.
I'm sure somebody would have bid $5,000 to play with Barry Laminate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like $5. Then that would have been more in line with.
Yeah, nobody wants to play with us.
I don't think so.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I can't remember what Friday's gem was because I had this one on the list and I don't think we did it. Do you remember what we did Friday?
Not off the top of my head, but if you say it and I recognize it,
I'll remember. We didn't do the raccoon dogs, did we?
Yes.
Okay. We did do the raccoon dogs. All right.
Wait a minute. What? I was on the road. I missed the raccoon dogs.
Well, apparently, there's a bunch of raccoon dogs that is terrorizing a village.
Now, how do you get a raccoon dog? Is this raccoons that had sex with dogs or dogs that had sex with raccoons?
They're called, also called tanukis. Yeah, we did do this one Friday. But they're a combination of a dog and a raccoon, but they're neither. They're actually part of the wolf and dog family, the canid family. So,
wow.
Yeah. Okay, I thought we did that one. That's why I asked. So, I have something else for you, though, of course. Well, I'll give you your choices.
Okay.
We have people in Iowa having sex in a bike lane.
Oh.
We have how much people spend on drunk shopping as kind of a follow-up to what we were just talking about.
Okay.
We have an airplane in the shape of a Gibson Flying V guitar.
I kind of like the how much people spend on when they're drunk.
Well, here we go. Basically, the average estimate is how much is spent on drunk shopping in America in 1 year. They surveyed 2,000 people. Would you care to guess the number? And no matter what you guess, it's going to be low.
I was going to say maybe like a couple hundred million.
How about $45 billion per year?
What?
Drunk shopping is a $45 billion per year industry. Here's some of the findings, and I know you like.
It's too damn hot.
I know you like numbers, so this is right up your alcohol, right up your alley. Jeez, come on, Fred.
By the way, Fred was drinking at the break. So.
Yeah, water. A few key findings: 79% of alcohol consumers have made at least one drunk purchase.
Have you?
Of course, I have. Yes.
I'm trying. I don't think I have.
I usually, when I get drunk, I will go and purchase like sports stuff. My Leafs hat and things like that.
Oh,
or a hoodie.
Go online?
Yeah, I'll go online. And that's what most of this is.
Oh, really? Is whores on the list?
I don't know. Does that count for whores?
I mean, you can get an escort online, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're drunk, yeah, I've probably done that.
nice.
How about $444 is the average annual spend per drunk shopper?
Wow.
Now, I don't spend that.
That's
much.
A lot of drunks though to hit 40 million.
45 billion.
I mean 45 billion.
Billion.
Good Lord. And that's just in this country?
Yes, that's just America.
Wow.
And clothing and shoes are the most common drunk purchase.
Okay.
Amazon is the drunk shopping platform of choice.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the go-to.
Yeah.
I think you should have
For me, it's Fanatics because that's where I get all my
gear.
Yeah.
They should have, like, I know that they came out with a breathalyzer thing for your phone where you can, it should be that way to, like, two things. One, to open shopping apps, and two, to open your texting app.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have to blow into that thing, and if you blow higher than a 0.08, you know can't what? Text or shop.
Let's add Twitter to that. We should add Twitter to that.
I know what you're saying.
But
absolutely.
Here's their methodology.
Okay.
They surveyed 2,174 alcohol-consuming readers of the magazine The Hustle between March 11th and 18th. The average respondent is 36 years old, has an income of
$92,000. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
I'm doing well.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Was I making... Yeah, I wasn't making that much at 36.
Dang.
It is more than double the national average. It skews a bit more male than female.
Mm-hmm.
So 53% to 47%.
Dudes get paid more.
Yeah, that's because, you know.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to, but they do.
No. Yeah, I wasn't condoning it. It was just a statement of fact. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. But, overall, 79% of all alcohol-consuming respondents have made at least one drunken purchase in their lifetime.
Damn, $444 a year
buying
drunk stuff.
Now, it does say women are slightly more likely than men to drunk shop, 80% to 78%.
Oh, well, that's basically the same.
But that makes sense because women tend to shop more in general, especially online.
Yes.
And so for men to be that close, that means that we're a bunch of drunken idiots. They also tend to be younger. Millennials outrank baby boomers by 13%, which might be attributed to the rise of e-commerce. That's true.
Yeah.
Although I almost
baby boomers can barely figure out, they still call it logging on. So I don't feel like that they would be the one that would be doing a lot of the shopping.
The reality is I want to try this experiment. If I didn't have to do the radio show, I think I could live my entire life without ever leaving my house.
You could do the radio show from the house.
Well, I could, but I don't want to do that. But I think.
How long do you think you could go? How long do you think you could go? Not your entire life, obviously.
At least a year.
You think you could go a whole year, 365 days without leaving the house?
Yeah, because you can have, there's actually doctors who will come make house calls now.
Well, that's true. You could do video chats with doctors.
Right. You can go online.
Does this mole look like it's, yeah.
You can go to forhims.com and do it all online. Shameless plug for a sponsor. You can, but you can order food.
True.
You can, the only thing I was saying, well, what about a haircut? Well, I'm sure you could pay somebody to come just to your home.
Buy a Flobee off of Amazon.
Well, in my case, I could just shave it.
Hook it up to the vacuum. You're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need, you're not leaving the house. Why do you need to cut your hair?
Well, because you still need to cut.
What are you looking good for? You're not leaving.
I'm looking good for whoever I'm video chatting with, naked. What?
Put a hat on. He swims in a shirt. Just put a hat on.
Yeah, but that's Aaron, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm for.
You really think you could go 365 days without leaving the house? I don't think so.
I think I could do it. Now, if somebody wanted to pay me $5 million for it, I guarantee you I could do it.
Don't you have to, how are you going to get weed? You can't order weed online.
I have people who can
you
come
make
by the
guy
house.
Come over?
Yeah.
Maybe for a whole year, he's going to come over.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I don't know. I feel like, I think I would go stir crazy, though. How are you going to get exercise? You going to have to get a treadmill?
I get a treadmill.
Dude, that's a, I don't know.
I'll get a treadmill and
never
going to
walk the dog.
Somebody's going to have to, I'll pay a dog walker.
Oh, what is that, WAG or whatever?
Yeah.
Isn't that the app where that one lady was having sex on people's couches?
No, it would be expensive. Now,
man.
Because you would have to pay him to walk, especially like two or three times a day.
Right.
But, yeah, I guess leaving the house would have to include me walking
the
dog.
You would be so fat.
No, because I'd be on the treadmill all the time watching movies.
You watch a movie and run?
Yeah, I'd get one of those treadmills with the screen on it, like they have at the in the hotels. Because like I'll sit there and watch Law and Order and just run for an hour. And that's
the youngest and oldest thing I've ever heard. It's like, I'm going to watch, would you say I'm going to watch my program and run a mile? Like, I'm going to watch my stories, yeah. But I got to get this 2 mile run in.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Murder, She Wrote on a...
It's like the best thing about... most of the hotels we stay in have those. So,
yeah.
And I know Law & Order is an hour-long show, so I know I'm going to do an hour-long run.
Wow. I get... You know, I mean, there really is no... I just feel like I would be one of those guys that when the year was up, they would have to cut me out of the house. I'd be one of those fat guys that would be like, well, we're going to have to bring in a crane, the jaws of life to get
it out. I'll make sure you get a treadmill.
Okay.
So.
Man. That would be tough.
713 says, gambling's a horrible addiction. My dad battled it for 30 years. Thank God I'm just a pothead.
Yeah. It's true.
When I was single the last time, there were women who wouldn't date me because I gambled.
Really?
Because they either had a family member who...
Addicted.
Yeah,
or...
yeah.
And wow. That's... I'm sure they had flaws, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you throw it up to them and be like, well, you know what? I may gamble, but...
No. I'm just like, well...
You don't have...
Because the last time I was at an age where it's like, listen, I like to drink. I like to gamble. I like to have fun. I'm going to go to casinos. I'm going to play poker. If that's not for you, then I'm not the guy you should be going out with.
And you actually had women that were like, yeah, that doesn't sound like my kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't. No, you gamble. That's terrible. See, that's why when the wife gets on me about anything now, I'm like, dude.
You knew
going in. Like, I made her pass a quiz. Like,
did you really?
Yeah, like in a diner. Just one question. It's really simple. Who's Teddy KGB? If she couldn't answer that, she had no chance.
You got 15. Do you hit or do you stay? If you can answer this correctly,
but no,
I'll wife you.
I told her if I was going to go out with her, she had to tell me who Teddy KGB was.
Nice.
And she nailed it. So
nice.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. 10 piece for it just to blow
it in a mall doesn't mean it. Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!